Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're on Sechus Pesachim Daf Mem Beis. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda said, "Isho atiwa she'el b'mayim shalanu." A woman should knead the dough for matzah only with water that slept overnight, which means water that was collected the previous day and stayed overnight in a vessel. This is based on the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Dalad Amud Beis that the sun's position during the winter causes the underground water sources to heat up somewhat. Rashi explains that since warmth hastens fermentation, one should draw the water the night before baking to give it a chance to cool. Now, Rav Masna taught this ruling in Lashon Papunya in Lashon HaKodesh, and the word Shalanu also means ours. And the next day, everyone brought their pitchers and came to him saying, "Give us water," thinking that he meant our water, meaning Rav Masna's water. So he clarified what he meant. Rav taught that a woman should not knead the dough in the sun, nor with water heated by the sun, nor with water drained from the bottom of the muyar, which is warm, nor should she raise her hand from the oven, meaning from preparing the dough, until she has completed baking the entire dough. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, Shosh Dvar Marbin HaZeva B'Kofin HaZakoma V'Noitin Echem Mechamish Me'os Memor Einam Sha'adam. Three things increase the solid waist of a person and bend the posture, meaning they sap one's strength, and remove 1/500th of a person's eyesight. Pas Kibar V'Shecher Chadash V'Yark Chai. Coarse bread, fresh beer, and raw vegetables, which Rashi explains refers to raw leeks, onions, and radishes, when eaten frequently in large quantities. It was taught in another braisa, Shosh Dvar Mematin HaZeva V'Zokin HaZakoma Me'irin HaZainayim. Three things diminish the solid waste of a person, make the posture erect, and illuminate the eyes. Pas Nekiah, Basar Shamein, V'Yayin Yashan. Refined bread, fatty meat, and old wine. And point number three, Rav Nachman said, B'techilo k'sheyamevin nesachim Yehuda. Originally, when the base of Mikdash stood and they would bring libations from the wine of Yehuda, the wines would not sour until they would put barley into them. Rashi explains that in the schus of the nesachim, they would not sour until a fermenting agent like barley was added. They would then call it chometz dam, ordinary vinegar, because this is how vinegar was produced in Yehuda. Now that the base of Mikdash is in ruins and libations are no longer brought, this now is the state of wine and vinegar in Edom. Now this phenomenon that blessing occurs for either Yisrael or Edom, but not for both simultaneously, is the fulfillment of the pasuk Yechezkel, Imala Chorava, I'll be filled from the desolate one, which is expanded to mean Imalazo, Charvazo, Vimalazo, Charvazo. If this one is full, the other is desolate, and vice versa. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that this can be learned from the pasuk in Toldos, Lu'om Mil'om Yamatz, and one kingdom will be stronger than the other kingdom. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Yehuda said, Isho Atiwa She'el B'mayim Sholanu. A woman should knead the dough for matzah only with water that slept overnight, which means water that was collected the previous day and stayed overnight in a vessel. This is based on the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Dalad Amud Beis that the sun's position during the winter causes the underground water sources to heat up somewhat. Rashi explains that since warmth hastens fermentation, one should draw the water the night before baking to give it a chance to cool. Now, Rav Masna taught this ruling in Lashon Papunya in Lashon HaKodesh, and the word Shalanu also means ours. And the next day, everyone brought their pitchers and came to him saying, "Give us water," thinking that he meant our water, meaning Rav Masna's water. So he clarified what he meant. Rav taught that a woman should not knead the dough in the sun, nor with water heated by the sun, nor with water drained from the bottom of the muyar, which is warm, nor should she raise her hand from the oven, meaning from preparing the dough, until she has completed baking the entire dough. Point number two is taught in the braisa, Shosh Dvar Marbin HaZeva B'Kofin HaZakoma V'Noitin Echem Mechamish Me'os Memor Einam Sha'adam. Three things increase the solid waist of a person and bend the posture, meaning they sap one's strength, and remove 1/500th of a person's eyesight. Pas Kibar V'Shecher Chadash V'Yark Chai. Coarse bread, fresh beer, and raw vegetables, which Rashi explains refers to raw leeks, onions, and radishes, when eaten frequently in large quantities. It was taught in another braisa, Shosh Dvar Mematin HaZeva V'Zokin HaZakoma Me'irin HaZainayim. Three things diminish the solid waist of a person, make the posture erect, and illuminate the eyes. Pas Nekiah, Basar Shamein, V'Yayin Yashan. Refined bread, fatty meat, and old wine. And point number three, Rav Nachman said, "B'techilo k'sheyamevin nesachim Yehuda." Originally, when the base of Mikdash stood and they would bring libations from the wine of Yehuda, the wines would not sour until they would put barley into them. Rashi explains that in the schus of the nesachim, they would not sour until a fermenting agent like barley was added. They would then call it chometz dam, ordinary vinegar, because this is how vinegar was produced in Yehuda. Now that the base of Mikdash is in ruins and libations are no longer brought, this now is the state of wine and vinegar in Edom. Now this phenomenon that blessing occurs for either Yisrael or Edom, but not for both simultaneously, is the fulfillment of the pasuk Yechezkel, Imala Chorava, I'll be filled from the desolate one, which is expanded to mean Imalazo, Charvazo, Vimalazo, Charvazo. If this one is full, the other is desolate, and vice versa. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that this can be learned from the Pasuk in Toldos, Lu'om Mil'om Yamatz, and one kingdom is stronger than the other kingdom. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Mem Beis, and our Simmon is a mobster. A mobster, so here goes. The mobster who was selling Maim Shalanu at an inflated price didn't realize he was bent over and weak from all the raw vegetables he was eating, dipped in Adomi vinegar. Once again, in slow motion. The mobster, that must be one Daf Mem Beis. The mobster was selling Maim Shalanu at an inflated price, which reminds us that Rav Yudah said a woman should knead the dough for matzah only with Maim Shalanu, with water that slept overnight, which means water that was collected the previous day and stayed overnight in the vessel. And this is based on the Gemara and Dab Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, that the sun's position during the winter causes the underground water source to heat up. Rashi explains that since the warmth hastens the fermentation, one should draw the water the night before baking to give it a chance to cool. Women were also told they should not knead the dough in the sun, nor with water heated by the sun, nor with water drained from the bottom of the mulyar. So the mobster was selling Maim Shalanu at an inflated price, didn't realize he was bent over and weak from all the raw vegetables he was eating. Which reminds us that three foods increase the solid waist of a person and bend the posture, meaning they sap one's strength, and remove 1/500th of a person's eyesight: coarse bread, fresh beer, and raw vegetables, which Rashi explains refers to raw leeks, onions, and radishes when eaten frequently in large quantities. Three things diminish the solid waist of a person, make the posture erect, and illuminate the eyes: refined bread, fatty meat, and old wine. So the mobster was selling Maim Shalanu at an inflated price, didn't realize he was bent over and weak from all the raw vegetables he was eating, dipped in Adomi vinegar. Which reminds that originally when the Beis HaMikdash stood and they would bring the Sakhim from the wine of Yehuda, the wines would not sour until they would put barley into them. Rashi explains that in the Schus of the Nesachim, they wouldn't sour until a fermenting agent like barley was added. They were then called Chometz Tam, ordinary vinegar, because this is how vinegar was produced in Yehuda. Now that the Beis HaMikdash is in ruins and libations are no longer brought, this now is the state of wine and vinegar in Edom. And two different psukim are brought as sources for the phenomena that Yisrael and Edom will never be blessed simultaneously. So once again, the mobster who was selling Maim Shalanu at an inflated price didn't realize he was bent over and weak from all the raw vegetables he was eating, dipped in Adomi vinegar. All right, so now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Lamed Ches. So the similar Lamed Ches is a double lach, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The exotic chicken soup, that must be one Daf Lamed Ches, a double lach. The exotic chicken soup served with Maaser Sheni challah, esrogim, and matzah balls, which reminds us that Rav Asi said that the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim regarding Maaser Sheni, whether it's mamon gavoa and pachavim challah, or mamon hediot, personal property, and chayvim challah, also applies with using Maaser Sheni for an esrog, where the pasuk says ulkachtem lechem, and you should take yours, and with using Maaser Sheni for matzah, where there's a gezer shava of lechem, connecting the lechem from challah to the lechem of lechem oni. So the exotic chicken soup served with Maaser Sheni challah, esrogim, and matzah balls was sold next to the stall that marketed totolos and nazir wafers, which reminds us two different sources were brought for why challah satoto or kikeh nazir, that one made for himself, cannot be used to fulfill one's chiyuv for achilas matzah. Rabbi said that the pasuk states, Ushmartem etza matzos, and you shall safeguard the matzos, matzah mishtamer shel shem matzah. This teaches that only matzah that's guarded from becoming leaven for the sake of matzah may be used in Mekai and the mitzvah, excluding those which are guarded, not for the sake of the mitzvah matzah, but ushum zevach, for the sake of the offering. Rav Yosef brought the pasuk, Shivas yamim mitzvahs tochelu, 7 days you shall eat matzahs, matzah nechelas is shivas yamim. This teaches that only matzah can be eaten for 7 days may be used for the chiyuv of matzah, excluding these which are not eaten for 7 days, but for 1 day and one night. So the exotic chicken soup served with Maaser Sheni challah, esrogim, and matzah balls was sold next to the stall that marketed total loaves and nazir wafers, where the owner was wrapping them up to take home as matzah, since business was slow. Which reminds us that Rabbi explained the reason that challah satoto rikike nazir, that one intended to sell, can be used to fulfill one's chiyuv for achilas matzah, is that one anticipates changing his mind vis-a-vis all the matzahs he makes for sale. The person says to himself, if they're sold for a person's toter nazir offering, they're sold. But if they're not sold, I'll fulfill my chiyuv for matzah with them. Daf Lamates, the Simra Lamates is a letter. So here goes. The Yeshiva pre-Pesach fundraising drive featured sending out letters. Letters? That must be more on Daf Lamates. The Yeshiva pre-Pesach fundraising drive featured sending out letters with lettuce in them, certifying that they are Mohud or Maror, which reminds us that the Lichadchila form of Maror is Chazeres, which is Chasa, lettuce, and it's called Chasa because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Chas on us, he had mercy on us, and that the Mitzrim are compared to Maror because they started off soft and paid us for our labor and then ended up hard and forced us to work for no pay. So the Yeshiva pre-Pesach fundraising drive featured sending out letters with lettuce in them, certifying that they are Mohud or Maror, grown from the ground, not from a tree, and totally edible. Which reminds us that maror must be similar to matz in so much that it comes from a substance that is grown from the ground, it's herbage, and it's edible, and also can come from many different species, just like matzah can. So the Yeshiva pre-Pesach fundraising drive featured sending out letters with lettuce in them, certifying they are Mehudar Maror, grown from the ground, not from a tree, and totally edible, along with a piece of matzah they touted as totally chametz proof. Which reminds us that unleavened foods which are baked or cooked after being baked, as well as flour that is scalded, cannot become chametz if water comes in contact with them. Daf Mem. So the Simmer Daf Mem is mime, and we use a swimming pool. So here goes. The beware of chimutz event by the pool. Pool, that must mean we're in Daf Mem. The beware of chimutz event by the pool featured fascinating demonstrations of scalding 2 wheat kernels with boiling water, which reminds us that the Gemara brings several activities to avoid since they might result in the chimutz of grain. One should not thicken a pot of food even with flour of oven-dried grain. One shouldn't scald in boiling water 2 kernels of wheat together, for one kernel will perhaps shift and settle in the cleft of the other, and the bubbling boiling water will not get to them on all 4 sides, and it will come to chimutz. So the beware of chimutz event by the pool featured fascinating demonstrations of scalding 2 wheat kernels with boiling water and soaking barley grains briefly in the water, which reminds us that a braisa said, "Ein lo sasin sa'orim bepesach." We may not soak barley grains in water on Pesach, even though this should be permitted because the grain was only soaked briefly and didn't absorb water before being dried into the sun. The rabbanim prohibited it out of concern that people will not be careful enough and the grain will become chametz. The braisa continues that if one did soak the barley on Pesach, if the grains split, they are forbidden because they leaven quickly, but if they didn't split, they are permitted since they do not leaven quickly. So the beware of chimutz event by the pool featured fascinating demonstrations of scalding 2 wheat kernels with boiling water and soaking barley grains briefly in the water, and ended with adding flour to the charoses dip in mustard served at the barbecue. Which reminds us that one may not add flour to charoses, which was a dip containing vinegar made for use with meat, or to mustard, and if he did add flour, it must be eaten immediately according to the Tanna Kamma, where Meir forbids one to eat it. Rav Kahana said that the machlokas only applies in the case of flour put in mustard, but in the case of the flour put in the charoses, all agreed that it must be burned immediately. Rashi explains that the pungency of mustard delays the leavening process. Daf Mem Alv. So the Simmer Daf Mem Alv is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Alv. The grandma decided to prepare a pot roast carbon Pesach, which reminds us that the Pasuk only refers to the prohibition of cooking a Pesach in water. And a Braisa brought a Malchokas how we know that one cannot cook it in other liquids as well. The Tanna Kamma learns that if it's forbidden to cook in water, which doesn't impart taste, all the more so would be forbidden to cook in liquids that do impart taste. Rebbe learns it from the double Lashon of Bashel Mevushal. The extra word teaches the prohibition applies to any liquid. The nafka mina between them is a pot roast, where the carbon is cooking in its own fat. The Tanna Kamma would permit it since it isn't flavored by external liquids, whereas Rebbe would prohibit it because it's cooking in a liquid. So the grandma decided to prepare a pot roast carbon Pesach, when her grandkids told her they would not eat the one cooking in the Chami Teveria, which reminds us that Rav Chisson said the reason one who cooks the carbon Pesach in the Chami Teveria is chayiv is not for transgressing the prohibition of cooking the carbon, since the spring is on a toldah fire, and therefore is not considered cooking. Rather, it's for transgressing the mitzvah to eat the Pesach only if it was roasted by fire. So the grandma decided to prepare a pot roast carbon Pesach, when her grandkids told her they would not eat the one cooking in the Chami Teveria, lest they incur multiple sets of lashes. Which reminds us that some malchukas is in a case where one ate the carbon partially raw and cooked. Rava says he gets 3 sets of lashes, one which includes the generalized prohibition of not eating the Pesach except roasted. Abai says one does not incur lashes for a lav shebaklalos, a generalized prohibition. There's a malchukas whether Abai means he never gets lashed or that he would get lashed if that was his only transgression. All right, now it's time to conclude with the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which stuff do we have 2 different sources for how we know that one cannot cook the carbon Pesach in other liquids besides water? That's on Daf Mem Alef. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that the lechem panim was baked in a way that had numerous advantages so it would not become chametz despite being a tefach thick? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that in the schus of Nesachim during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, wine would only sour if they put barley in it? And this is how they had their ordinary vinegar. That's on Daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that people that sell Chalos HaTodah or Kikei Nazir have in mind that if they can't sell them, they'll use them for the mitzvah of matzah? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn that the Rabbanim forbids soaking barley grains in water? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that Mara must be like matzah in that it comes from the ground, is herbage, and is edible? That's on Daf Amates. Good. Number 8. Which of the one why the Mitzrim are compared to Mara? That's on Daf Amates. Good. Number 9. Which stuff they learned that one should not put flour in charosis or mustard. That's on Duff. Mem. Good. And number 10. Which stuff they learned that one should only knead dough for matzah with maim shalanu. That's on Duff. Membes. Great. Now we go to the three bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff they learned the source that the measuring rope for tchum is 50 amos. That's on Duff. Nunches and Erevan. Good. Number 2. Which stuff they learned that Tekanas Ezra was modeled after Har Sinai? That's on Duff. Chaf and Brachas. Good. And number 3. Which stuff they learned the din of Yad Saledesbo? That's on Duff. Mem and Shabbos. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.